The reading is from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25, the birth of Jesus Christ. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And now it's over to Nick, our vicar, who's bringing our talk. Where's Nick? Now, he promised to be here to speak today, but I haven't seen him. Could he have forgotten his promise? Where is the vicar?
Surprise! Now, here comes the really difficult part, because my feet have gone numb. Let's start down here, shall we, so we don't have an accident. Well. It is so good to be with you this Christmas Day. We're going to think today about surprises and surprise visitors. But I wonder, have you got anybody visiting you this Christmas? And if Jordan, you could come and take the microphone and show people around. Ask people around, have you got anyone visiting you today? Do you want to tell us who they are? That would be great. And while Jordan's doing that, my feet might start feeling again and I might dare to stand up.
My sons, Philip and Jonathan.
Fantastic. Here, boys, I'm coming to you.
Uncle Rob.
Rob is here. Welcome, Uncle Rob. There's another hand. Eileen.
My sons and grandson.
Cynthia. My sons, my granddaughters from Greece, and their mother.
Fantastic. Oh, you're over here.
I've got my mum visiting for 3 nights.
Fantastic. Anybody else? There's an Esther at the back.
Got my parents.
Parents. Anybody else? Hands. Okay.
Right, I can hold on to this. Whew. That's better. Hang on a minute, Jordan. I got another question. What if you had a surprise visitor? Imagine when you get home from church today, there's somebody there waiting to have Christmas lunch with you, and it's a surprise. Now, just think for a moment, who would you love to come as a surprise? It could be anybody, someone in your family or someone famous. Perhaps someone might actually say, who would you love to come and visit as a surprise today?
Okay, who would people, this is probably going to be telling, isn't it? Nigel, who would you love?
My daughter and her family.
Aww.
Who would you love to come for dinner? Yes, okay. Hands up, anybody? Tom. Who would you love?
I'd love it if the Aussie part of our family could come down and spend Christmas with us.
That'd be lovely. Anybody?
Anyone else? Great. Great. Thank you, Jordan. And thank you, Shirley, for our reading. It's a familiar Christmas story. It's Christmas as Joseph experienced it. But for him, it was full of surprises. So I'd love us to look at those surprises. And the first surprise is there in verse 18. Have a look at verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be with child. So Mary is expecting a baby. But it's before they are married. And so this is a bad surprise for Joseph. Because the woman he's going to marry is already going to have a child, which means it's not his child. So he decides to call the marriage off. But then, second surprise, an angel of the Lord appears to him in a dream. Now, angels are special messengers from heaven. They only appear very rarely throughout the whole of the history in the Bible. And so an angel would have been a frightening surprise for Joseph. And he must have been thinking, why an angel? Why now? Why me when my life is in such a mess? But there's a third surprise. The angel said to him, verse 20, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Wow, this is a first, a baby from the Holy Spirit. It's never happened before. Now, it's really hard for us to understand how there can be a baby with a human mother, but no human father. This is a confusing surprise. And Joseph's probably wondering, well, no one will ever believe this is true. But then there's surprise number four. And have a look at verse 22. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which is a Hebrew word that means God with us. The baby will have no human father because he will be God with us. And this is a wonderful surprise. Now, we thought earlier about who would be the best surprise Christmas visitor we could have. But think about this visitor. God taking a human life through a human mother so that this human baby is also God with us. What an amazing surprise Christmas visitor this would have been. Think for a minute of all the awesome, powerful, and beautiful places on earth that were created by God. Think for a minute about how wonderful and complex and marvelous we all are as human beings created by God. Joseph is told that this God is going to be with us in Mary's womb. This is amazing. Now, there's a special grown-up word to describe this unique event when God took a human life, and it is called the incarnation. It's a difficult word, isn't it? The incarnation. And I've got a slightly fun and silly way to remind us of what this means. Here is a tin of carnation. It contains in it, condensed in it, wonderful, sweet, lovely, condensed milk, and I absolutely love it. But if I add an in to the front of it, incarnation, this reminds us that Mary's tummy contains condensed in it a baby who is God, God with us. It is an amazing miracle. Now, C.S. Lewis who wrote the Narnia stories, also wrote for grown-ups, and he said this: the central miracle taught by Christians is the incarnation. They say that God became man. Every other miracle prepares for this or results from this. It is the great miracle. And the big thing that comes from this is that this baby will be our savior. Joseph was told to call him Jesus, the Lord saves, because he will save his people from their sins. So in the middle of Joseph's mess, he finds God, God with him, who has the power to save. Now, if Joseph's situation is messy, ours can be too. Sometimes Christmas is a bit of a mess. Sometimes we miss our loved ones who are not with us. Other times there are family arguments at Christmas. But the mess on earth is all because of a great universal family mess caused by a falling out between God, our Father in heaven, and the human race. But one person can mend the broken human family: his Son, God with us. The one who is God and man can bring God and mankind together. God with us to save us. Now, the angel tells Joseph these things, these surprises, while Joseph's asleep. But when he wakes, I imagine he might have been thinking, was it real? You see, nothing has actually changed. His situation is still a mess. He's got to face that. But now he knows God's plan in the middle of it all. God hasn't forgotten his promise through the prophet Isaiah that we had read. God is coming. So Joseph does take Mary as his wife, even if no one else believes in him or her. And this is similar for us today. Jesus coming on the first Christmas doesn't look like it changes our life. It doesn't look like it changes our day today. It doesn't remove all the mess yet. But if we know that Jesus came, we know that God has a plan for our world, for us. Jesus came to save his people from their sins. That means everyone who puts their faith in him. And he promises to be with them forever by his Holy Spirit. We're looking at Matthew chapter 1, but the very end of Matthew chapter 28, the very last sentence in Matthew's gospel, it ends like this. And let me put the words over you, because they're really, really exciting words. Jesus says to his followers before he goes to heaven, "Surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." God is still with us this Christmas. Well, I hope you receive some good presents this Christmas. But our Father has the biggest, most precious present of all. Here it is. God is with us. God has given us his Son. We've heard from him this morning through his word, the Bible. And in fact, you might have noticed that inside this box is a Bible to remind us of God's precious and wonderful present for us today. God is still with us. And if you ask him, he will be God with you forever. I hope you have a very happy Christmas. Let's pray, shall we? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message of Christmas. We thank you for the angel telling Joseph this amazing news, this amazing and wonderful surprise that this baby is God with us and he's come to save us. Thank you for the good news. Help us to celebrate today and help us to put our trust in him. And so know that you are with us, not just this Christmas, but forever. Amen.